Hello?
Hello, Nick Charles. This is David Morgan from Orbit. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
I'm great. How's your day going?
Good.
Great. We got your message that you're looking for a couple of revisions to your website, and after that, we are good to go to launch this website for you.
Okay.
However, I do assign the task to the developer, like my team, to have this thing taken care of. And actually, the reason to be over the phone today, you had a discussion with one of my developer yesterday, whose name is Joe Wilson, regarding the mobile adaptiveness and as well as the security for the website.
Yeah.
And he explained you well about the whole responsiveness, what responsive is, and what basically adaptiveness is. So if you can tell me, like,
yeah,
you know,
but I don't want it at this time.
Sure. So it means you don't want your website to be visible for the mobile users, right?
No, I just want it regular.
Yeah, just want your visitors to be just visit your website only on desktops, not even on the mobile devices.
Well, it'll still be visible. It just won't. It won't show the same way.
Yeah, this is the thing. Your website can be visible for mobile users, but it's not in the way which the mobile screen size is.
No, I understand that.
So this is something which is called the adaptiveness. So whenever any of the user pull up your website, any of the mobile device, it could be on iPhone, it could be on Samsung.
No, yeah, no, I prefer that. I prefer that it's visible on the mobile device, but I'm just not going to pay for that at the time. So
sure.
That's why.
Yeah, this is something which we need to confirm it. And we can just go ahead and have this thing basically wave off from this and get your website visible only for the desktop users, because if you are looking for the website available for the mobile users, so we need to design it accordingly for every single device. And at this point, you're not looking for it, so definitely we can just only work on the desktop version.
Correct.
Okay. And however, one more thing, we talked about the security for the website, and this is something which we cannot escape it, unfortunately, just because of this is the requirement of the Google. So whatever.
So you're saying you offer a price for a website that's not able to be published because you're going to design a website with no security? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that the website, which is completed, and according to such Google algorithms, there are some security measures which needs to be added up to the website, and if those security measures does not available to the website, so your website will be saying not secure. Even it's live, but it's saying not secure. And if Googlebot review the website without having...
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, no, you cut out for a minute there. Hello? Hello?